The Republican House Speaker has been doing his best to prevent files related to Jeffrey Epstein from being released, having ordered an early summer recess to avoid Democrats forcing a vote on the matter. But his hand may now be forced. The House Oversight Panel voted on Wednesday to subpoena all Epstein-related files from the Justice Department. Three Republican members joined five Democrats in voting yes.
Speaker Johnson is helping Donald Trump block the release of all the files relating to child sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein. If you want to take a stand against child trafficking, let's do it together. When powerful people exploit children, they must be held accountable for their actions. And if they try to mislead the public and hide evidence, we can't let them get away with it.
How do you traffic 1,000 kids and only have one accomplice? Like, that just doesn't make sense to me. And I'm for full transparency of all pedophiles. I'm for making sure that we go after those who've raped kids, who've done the worst of the worst.
The Wall Street Journal, which the president is suing over a separate Epstein-related story, reported on Wednesday that Attorney General Pam Bondi told Trump in May that his name figured in the files. This contradicts what Trump told reporters last week.
Did he tell you at all that your name appeared in the files?
No. She's given us just a very quick briefing. And in terms of the credibility of the different things that they've seen, and I would say that, you know, these files were made up by Comey. They were made up by Obama.
The Wall Street Journal also reported that Bondi told Trump her department chose not to release the files because of the presence of child pornography and to protect the victims.